CQ 2 meters, Victor Alpha 7, Mike, Charlie, November 89.
Station calling CQ was Victor Echo 7, Mike, Charlie, and then he said United, making a four-letter call. Can you confirm your call sign, Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo Echo?
Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo Echo from Alpha 7, Mike. Good evening, Ted.
Oh, it's Victor Alpha 7, Mike. Okay, I met you in some lunch one time. I remember, but I didn't recognize the voice.
Yeah, very good. Got a good signal here in Coquitlam. Ted, you're 5 and 9. How are you doing?
Fine. I'm using the station on my JPO at the low power setting. 5 watts. And I have the big downstairs, which is about 50 watts, but the antenna is this one's up on the roof higher, and even though I'm feeding to a Diamond X50, I get out better with this antenna.
Okay, good over here in Coquitlam, running ICOM IC7100 about watts to a what's the Comet GP9 pull over.
I bought one of the ID5100 Alphas on the state sale, so that's what I'm running. And so I'm back on D-Star, because before I only had my ID80AD handheld, and had to use my EV blue dongle, or the red one, or else my hotspot. And then my hotspot became obsolete, because I could not upgrade it, and because it was a one circuit board, it didn't use a Raspberry Pi Zero or anything like that, so it's not upgradable.
Okay, interesting. I'm not totally familiar with all the equipment that you mentioned there, but whatever the case is, your signal this evening is just fine. I'm organizing a few things for a field day from the home QTH. We're going to have a two transmitter set up here, Class 2E, emergency power. And if you're on this weekend, Ted, and you hear us on the bands, either HF or even on 2 meters here, give us a call.
Okay, I'll do that there, Mark. Because, yes, I'm participating as Victor Bravo 7 Foxtrot, but when I try my HF antennas in the daytime, it doesn't work so well. And maybe I should night. And so I was just wondering, I do have a portable HF antenna that I never set up. And my house, I have lots of emergency power. And in the summertime, I'm like 95-97% independent of BC Hydro, because I have solar power. and that charges up my batteries in the daytime, and I can run all night on batteries. And so you could say the whole house is an emergency. I just have to push a button on the app to go off grid, and to be and then I do have backup generators, and everything fails if my with a 26 kilowatts of battery doesn't work out. I can always back up the truck and plug into the truck, and the truck gives me 135 kilowatts of battery backup because it's an electric truck.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is good. Which electric truck do you have?
I have the F-150 Lightning.
Yeah, that's a, you know, I hear Ford discontinued that model. That sounded like a pretty interesting and exciting vehicle to own. That's too bad they discontinued it. Anyway, power-wise, it sounds like you're quite capable of operating the full event and then some in maybe like a Class E emergency power from a home station. I've got two types of battery banks here. I've got lithium iron phosphate, about 300 amp hours, and then I've got some AGMs here, also about 300 amp hours, and I run different equipment on them, so I'm well equipped, and I got about 500 watts of solar recharge, so I'm good for running HF transmitters at 100 watts, two of them for the weekend, so it looks like it's going to be okay. VE7LEE from VA7MM, over.
Okay, Mark. Well, yes. Plus, for my RV, I have, 100 amp hours lithium phosphate battery, and I got my old marine battery, 12-volt lead-acid wet cell, but the depth of discharge of that was only 50%, while my lithium phosphate iron, I can go like 90%, and so that's what I can use when I'm out in the bush. Or then what I do, I plug into the truck to run the RV, and one of the problems, yes, with the F-150 Lightning, you got to leave it turned on in order to power out. But it makes no noise, and just in case, I put the steering lock on to lock it so no one can drive away with it, and I turn off the headlight or dim everything so no one knows the truck is on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's safety precautions. Definitely keeping it is good. You always put a steering wheel lock on. There's some other old school methods as well if you're concerned about the security. Yeah, so Ted, you could have invite all your friends over and have multiple transmitters over there because you've got the power for it.
Oh, that's right. I am in a little station, and I just take my FT991. 12 volts. But that's what I got to try out. Set up my HF antenna and put my. When we go camping in a few months, I'm going to take it with me. And the I take a mag mount antenna. Well, I got one in the truck, and so what I put the mag mount on the roof. Iron skillet, and I make sure I use a large one. Skillet is at least 19 inches long, and some people can't figure out that. Why must you have it 19 inches long? Because that represents 1/4 wave on 2 meters.
Okay, totally sensible. You want your antennas to be resonant, so that's all good. Anyway, Ted. Good to chat with you this evening, and thanks for the comeback on the CQ. Just testing out the radio here. Everything seems to be working fine. This is a very good line of sight pretty much a VHF connection between Coquitlam and Richmond. So, Ted, I'm going to hang around here. I got a couple more things to do tonight before I pull the plug. So let you go for now. I'll listen for you on the weekend. Just to recap, we'll be on HF bands from 80 through 2 meters, and we will